This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Carnan.
And college campuses are returning, evidently, or students are returning to college campuses, rather. And hundreds of COVID-19 cases are being reported. As anyone would have predicted, I mean, it was always going to be inevitable when things reopened, including college campuses, that there was going to be a spike in COVID-19 cases. That was the whole point of the 6 months of lockdowns that we've endured to flatten the curve, as they say. But before we get too deeply into this article, let's go to the phones. We've got Dave calling from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Aria. So I wanted to update the world on the latest entry into the annals of government collective punishment. This is a small abuse, but we should report every abuse that they engage in. In Merrimack, because of all the, you know, places you can't go and all the things that are closed, people have been going to a park. And then they started going in larger and larger numbers. And pretty soon there was so many people that everybody wanted them to, you know, the police to do something about all those people who were using the park. So they've shut it down, barricaded it. There was incidents where people were rowdy with police, supposedly. And now everyone is banned from using the park they paid for.
So this is Merrimack County in New Hampshire, right?
Merrimack, the town of New Hampshire, which
okay,
I guess is in Merrimack
County.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it has a park there, and because, I mean, bars and stuff, they're going to be open there, aren't they? I mean, the people
do have
things to do that aren't go to the park, right?
I don't know.
I'm not saying they're wrong to want to go.
There are things to do, but it's all more restricted than it used to be. Some people don't like going to a bar with a mask on. So, you know, it's just the same as there was another problem that I tried to get to this remote trail. It wasn't that remote, but, for the Manchester area, it was probably the most remote trailhead within 30 miles of Manchester. It's on a very, underused road. And because of the lockdown, people just allegedly crammed that road and made this backwater road that gets one car an hour. Suddenly it was jam packed with people because they were locked down and they wanted to do something. You know, they were allowed to hike supposedly, but they just, you get up near the trailhead and they just closed the road, a public road.
Yeah. All of our parks here in Keene and the area are also closed, but everyone's parking up at the road on the highway and they just walk down to wherever, you know, either the river or the lake.
So the parking area of the park is closed, but the park itself hasn't been barricaded.
They had their gate up, preventing you from getting your vehicle down to the actual park. So you park on the highway and you walk down.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen.
What a great idea. Yeah, just keep people from going outside to make them more healthy.
Well, they're going out. They're just not. They just have to park at the entrance rather than inside the park.
Yeah, some of them are.
But I mean,
they're just making it more. They're more making it. One thing you don't do to Americans in the year 2020 is make it more difficult to exercise.
Apparently, you do that. That's happening in a lot of cities where they're telling people that they're not allowed to go beyond a certain distance from their home if they're going to go out and exercise.
No way. I haven't heard this.
I forget which city it was, but it's
you're
like a
not allowed
city
to travel more than X distance from your home?
Yeah, it's like New York City or Chicago or one of those real big ones. You're not allowed to go too far. You can go out, slave, but you just can't go too far. Make sure that you put on a mask if you're going to come within 6 feet of anybody else while you're running.
And people still live in these places.
Well, they're leaving in apparently fairly large numbers, but yes, a lot of people still live in big cities. My sister moved back. She had moved to another state temporarily during COVID to hide out and then moved back.
Well, it's nothing
I've heard
like,
that.
Go ahead, Dave.
That right now, or at least over the last 5 or 10 years, we've been, someone called it the largest population movement in human history that's been going on in the United States from certain types of states to other states. I don't remember where I heard that, but it was somewhere credible. I think it might have been Reason Magazine or something like that.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about it.
Are you saying that's specific to this last year, or are you saying over the last several years?
No, it'd be more like over the last 10 years.
And are you talking about people fleeing big cities and moving out into the rural areas?
Well, I got the impression it was more like fleeing high taxes to low taxes, mm-hmm. which would be similar.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. Yes, the higher taxes usually are in the heavily populated cities.
Yeah, there's going to be a larger exodus now because of the COVID situation. A lot of people are leaving. Some people are leaving out of fear. Others are leaving out of frustration, but you are going to see more exits from the cities.
Yeah, just
haven't we seen that here in Keene, where just about any house that goes on the market is sold almost immediately?
That's been true in this neighborhood. I mean,
yeah, that's what Mark Warden told me. Mm. He's a realtor for the Free Staters here.
They're snatching them up.
They go quick, yeah, like hotcakes.
Well, Dave, thank you so much for the call. Who knows how all of this is going to continue to develop, but, I mean, closing parks is an absurd idea. Meanwhile, they're opening college campuses with some restrictions, right? You can't give hugs.
No hugs, no parties. Apparently, we were reading another story about a college campus is not allowing students to leave the area. So actually, it was last night we were covering.
Leave the campus?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's called a COVID bubble. So you're allowed to leave, but only if you have a really good reason. So if your grandpa's dying, they might let you leave for that reason. If you have a medical appointment, you should be allowed to leave for that reason. But with the exception of those very limited circumstances, you are expected to stay within a 4-mile perimeter, I guess, that's surrounding the college in question. And it's not just that college that's using that terminology of the COVID bubble. So the idea is to keep all the students on campus, because if they go off campus, then they could encounter some nasty thing and bring it back in.
Absolutely despicable. Let's keep going with the phones. We've got Jake calling from Alabama. Jake, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, hey, there's a tracing app, too.
Hey, Mark, how does it feel?
What you're about to say, but Mark isn't here.
Well, he also said the F word.
Well, he did say that, but I don't know what the rest of it was going to be.
Was that a different guy?
But yes.
No, I think he called. He sounded familiar. They all sound the same, though. They all sound like...
But I mean,
like
why they're all... Something's going down.
Well, it's been going on for days. I mean, every now and then these people who are basically alt-righters or right-wingers or whatever you want to call them, but basically people that sound like they're as young as 14 to as old as, you know, 21 or something like that, they have their little club online, wherever it is that they hang out, and they like to call our show because they know that we'll let anybody on the air.
Mm.
Yeah, but we also have a dumb button. I mean, they don't care about that.
I don't think they understand the
They're
dumb
watching
button.
On the internet anyway.
True.
Right?
And, the video
and it doesn't
feeds,
affect that.
Correct. The video feeds are not affected by the dumb button.
Yeah, so.
But that's fine because we're not going to get taken off the air on the video feeds because of the dumb crap that these people are saying.
Right.
Whereas radio stations have the FCC to deal with, so we got to protect them. So the super majority of our audience never gets to hear what they say because you also hit the dump button on our internet streams.
Correct.
So we dump both the radio and the internet streams. So the only people who get to hear what they say are basically their own buddies, and they can make their little clips out of it or whatever it is that they do.
I don't know what it is they do, man. They don't enjoy themselves.
I know one thing
least.
They don't do. They don't actually go out with a girl. That's definitely not happening.
I would agree that I can't imagine being so miserable at 14 years old that instead of, you know, playing a video game or skateboarding or hanging out with friends or whatever, I was calling a radio show.
Yeah, and they were doing this lame crap before COVID, so it's not like we can
say... Yeah, this is not new.
Yeah, nothing is new about this.
No.
It's been going on for a long time.
This is just a resurgence of... Old crap.
Yeah, it comes back from time to time.
Yeah, because apparently people have nothing better to do with their lives.
Well, I mean, we all had our phases, right? Except we might have done things a little differently. I wasn't crank calling radio shows, but, you know, I've done a few crank calls in my day.
I don't know if I have.
I don't think I have either. I don't like that kind of stuff.
I don't like it or dislike it. I just never got into it. I always had something else I would rather do instead.
So. I did some with an Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard that was pretty fun.
I bet that was.
And I was actually probably 20 at the time.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
She's a purebred orange and white Brittany. But when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out. DINOVITE.com. So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is not soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition.
You get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
I'm Dynavite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. And you can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. Yes, even if you're an idiot, you can call in and talk to us. That's 855-450-FREE, as in free to call in and be an idiot. So anyway, from mid-March
has its downsides.
It does. From mid-March to mid-July, Divvy, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting, increased in value by more than 10 times. Nothing is stopping Divvy from increasing exponentially again, and in fact, that's their goal. Divvy's price jumped 10 times in correlation with the release of their beta wallet. Will Divvy go up further when the wallet is fully released? I don't know, but at Free Talk Live, we're happy with our decision to hook up with Divvy a year ago. You can go to DivvyProject.org and begin earning Divvy by starting a masternode or staking Divvy. They even have a lottery for people who stake the coin. Opportunity has knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since last September. Will you answer? DivvyProject.org. That's DIVIProject.org. And now we go to the phones because it's our favorite caller. Conan, steel yourself up. Be prepared. It's James from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Wow. Hi, guys. On behalf of you, BoobTube viewing audience, drag queen James, I'd like to thank you for not going topless.
I would love to, but Twitch doesn't care for that. And I don't want to get the LRN Studio banned again.
You're already the ugliest man on the internet to begin with.
Thank you. That's very kind. I don't identify as a man, so I'm not trying to look like
he says as he's touching himself.
I'm not talking about what you look like.
You said I'm the ugliest man, right?
Rotten soul.
Oh, okay.
You're an ugly human being in every way that matters.
Thank you.
Don't ever forget that because it's true.
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
Is he going
to
cry?
Oh, Ian Bernard. What's the badge number and name of that cop that actually gave you the time of day since that you're sitting next to a person that calls them pigs?
Who's he talking about?
I think he's talking about the cop that I spoke with today.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you.
So he like crocs your Twitter and stuff too?
What? I'm sorry, what? I missed what you were saying.
What did you say? Again?
I'm not going to tell you.
What's his name again? Oh, why not?
Because it's none of your business.
Free Talk Live?
That officer was speaking to me off the record.
Off the record, really?
Yeah.
You don't want him to lose his job?
I didn't record that. Yeah, I didn't record that interaction.
Anybody that gives you the time of day that has a gun and a badge.
Isn't that amazing, James? I mean, it totally goes against your...
Not have a gun or a badge.
Yeah, I mean, it totally goes against your worldview.
James, shut up for a second.
He won't. It totally goes against James's worldview because he calls here incessantly and says, if you got arrested or if some psychopath got arrested for murdering you...
Hold on, James.
Yeah, no one would care about it. No one would care if that happened. Well, and so he can't understand that a cop would actually have a conversation with me because James doesn't understand that I actually have human relations with the police and that I don't think that all cops are terrible human beings. I think that they are just people, and they're people who have been lied to, and they're people who are believing propaganda, and they're making a mistake in a lot of cases.
I pity cops,
yeah.
You know. I don't hate them. I pity them because they probably did get into it wanting to make the world a better place, wanting to put murderers and rapists behind bars.
I think almost all of them did, with the exception of the true psychopaths who are actually there to murder people.
Yeah. What do you think, James? Are some of the cops out there good people who have just been lied to? James?
I know far more cops that are all decent human beings, unlike you, James DeMezzo, or however you say your last name, and that Pennsylvania
Aria DeMezzo.
Hey,
I thought you respect the state. She changed her name.
And if I were to break your neck, Ian Bernard, Aria
Holy
would call
crap.
The cops. He wouldn't take care of himself. He called the pigs because he's a POS, just like Conan, the toilet paper boy, delivery boy right there.
You got it.
He's trying a real job.
Oh, James.
I've got lots of real jobs, James.
You are infinitely entertaining, man. Thank you.
You know, to his credit, he's better than the other guys who called last night.
I mean, he's not trolling. Yeah, he's just hateful.
We didn't have to dump his call, at least.
At least
he didn't say the F word or something.
And we got a lot of really good laughs
out
of it. James, thank you so much. Never stop being you. Unless it's to become a decent person, in which case, go ahead and stop being you.
That would be nice. I'd be happy to find out that James actually had a turn to the good.
But if you're ruling that out forever, then don't change, for sure. Let's keep going to the phones. We got Kirby from Indiana. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank God. Some intelligence.
Hey, how are you? First of all, let me just say James is a moron.
Thank you.
Secondly, I got accosted by a self-appointed mass cop yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I got on the bus. Guy gets on, an African dude. He looks at the brother sitting across from him and says, hey, pull your mask up. And the idiot did it. It's on him. Then he looks at me and goes, hey, do you have a mask? I ignored him because I'm trying not to get in a fight on
right.
the bus. A couple minutes later, he turns around, points at his face, and goes, hey, you need to put a mask on. So I showed him my middle finger again, trying not to get into a fight.
Right.
Don't you know this mope gets up and goes to get the bus driver, tells him I'm not wearing a mask. The driver stops. I show him my paperwork. And then I had to tell Kunta to mind his business. Don't you know this fool wanted to fight?
Wow, so keep your mask up so you can stop, like, people from getting hurt or else I'm going to hurt you, right?
So what was the paperwork you had to show the bus driver?
I have a doctor's statement that says that I have a difficult time breathing.
Are you in one of the states that require that?
Yeah.
Because I know, like, Connecticut, you now have to have a written statement from a doctor saying that. Oh, man, that's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's a violation of HIPAA, as I understand it.
Yeah, I was waiting on somebody to ask me why it is I have trouble breathing because I was going to call a lawyer immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't even care. I mean, we talked about this last week with rape victims having difficult times wearing a mask because it triggers flashbacks and it triggers the PTSD from having been raped.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Public health.
Yeah. I can't imagine being so insane that I approach a rape victim and demand that they relive their trauma.
Oh, but that's the thing. These people don't know who the rape victims are and who they aren't. So
I try to err on the side of caution by not going up to people and demanding they relive traumatic experiences.
By staying out of people's business, you won't have that problem. But these busybodies, like Kirby's describing, the man on the bus, anybody that he sees without a mask on, he's made it his personal mission to give them a hard time. And so it's not like he would know if there was a rape victim because usually they're not wearing it on their sleeve.
Yeah.
You know, I was raped. Yep. A little sticker, that doesn't happen.
Yeah. So, Kirby, how did this play out?
Well, the bus got to where I was going. I went up to the front of the bus, made sure to tell Kunta again to mind his business. And the bus driver's like, man, you need to get off my bus. I'm like, no, you need to control your passenger. Because if he'd have walked up on me, I'd have had to take that as a threat.
Sure. And, I mean, I don't blame you because...
Thank goodness you didn't get in a fight.
Yeah. Kirby, thank you so much for the call. That's a horrible experience. A lot of these altercations do lead to violence because you do have passengers like that who want to fight. They're angry. They're outraged. How dare you not comply with what they demand? And they will fight you over it. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in free not to listen to random people who want to tell me what to do.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says recent storms took a big chunk out of the state of Iowa. Winds from 80 to 110 miles per hour have carved a path of destruction through over half of Iowa's really great counties.
The president noted he has authorized federal aid to Iowa, and FEMA is on the ground in Iowa as well. President Trump then heading off to Yuma, Arizona, where he received the endorsement from the National Border Patrol Council.
The Biden plan would unleash a flood of illegal immigration like the world has never seen. It's crazy. It must be defeated, and it will be defeated on November 3rd.
Day two of the national convention about to get underway. Former President Bill Clinton is expected to call out President Trump for consistently blaming others for his own mistakes. You're listening to USA Radio News. States are asking for around $26.4 million from major pharmaceutical companies to help pay for damage wrought by the opioid crisis. It marks the latest demand in the year-long litigation seeking to hold companies accountable for widespread drug addiction. More than 3,000 state, local governments, and Native American tribes have sued the companies. President Trump is honoring woman suffrage leader Susan B. Anthony. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
President Trump says those who fought to give women the right to vote in America a century ago achieved a huge victory with the 19th Amendment. Mr. Trump and the First Lady held a White House ceremony a short time ago to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the amendment's ratification that guaranteed women the right to vote.
And the S&P 500 rises to a record close, fully wiping out its coronavirus losses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about anything that is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria, Conan, and Ian, and evidently, frontline warriors, as Conan once called them. I don't know, do you still use that terminology?
No.
Okay. That's good. I'm glad to hear it.
That's not what I used. I can't even remember what I used to call them.
You called them frontline warriors. I remember. Because I called you.
Essential warriors.
No, you said frontline warriors.
I don't think I've ever called frontline anybody.
Almost positive you did. But anyway.
Basically, everyone who never shut down. We continued to work every day through this stupid pandemic, and we didn't get none of that. Unemployment.
Do you guys have the heroes signs up at the post office?
At our facility? No.
Okay.
Like every other business here in Keene, heroes work here.
Yeah.
Not
big
every
old
business. No. The place at which I work would never have that crap up.
Yeah,
I find that so offensive to like people who are actual heroes. Because if you're doing heroic work, you don't have to point it out.
Yeah.
Right? If you're a hero, someone else will acknowledge that about you and say that you're a hero for doing X, whatever it was, you know, running into a building to save a, you know, child from a flaming, you know, pyre or whatever. But now in front of the county building, here in Keene, New Hampshire, is a big, long string of single letters in on posts in the ground that spells "Heroes work here." It takes up a good chunk of the full, like, of their building. Which
isn't
the
in front of a government building?
Yeah, right in front of the county
building. So the government employees are like, hey, we're heroes.
That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly what
disgusting.
That's exactly what that stupid blue line down Marlboro Street is.
That's the same thing, but it's not as obvious.
It's not there now, is it?
Because I think they repainted it.
They repainted it every year. It's been there for 2 years now.
At least two. It feels like longer.
Well, I know I went and I spoke out against it, and I know some of the, you know, one of the big conservatives here in town actually spoke out against it as well.
Yeah.
Whose
idea was that?
It was probably the same guy who spearheaded the mask ordinance.
Probably.
The
city council passed it.
Yeah, he didn't spearhead it, but he was definitely hugely in favor of it.
So they were just one day like, hey, we should paint a blue strip down Marlboro Street?
No, they saw another municipality do it,
yep,
in one of the neighboring states, and this is what they do. They get ideas from each other, and they're like,
we love the police. We should paint a blue line.
They're heroes. We have to show them that they're heroes and that they're out there putting their lives on the line for us sheep. And so they get these crazy ideas, these kooky ideas, and they'll say stuff like, well,
donated paint.
Exactly. I'll donate the money to buy the paint, which never actually happened, by the way.
Oh, really? Of course not. But how long do you think it would take, hypothetically, to get a bunch of black spray paint?
It's a long strip of road. Now, if it was just right there in front of the, you know, the police department.
Yeah.
But no, they did the whole dang road, man. And it bugs me. It bugs me every time I drive down the road. By the way, change of subject. I finally put two and two together. I had to look it up on Urban Dictionary, of course. Kirby was definitely using a derogatory term in the last segment when we were trying to put two and two together.
He kept calling the guy on the bus Kunta.
I'm like, but Kunta was a good guy. If it was a derogatory term, would be to call him Toby.
Kunta Kinte was the character from a show called Roots.
Roots,
right?
Correct. Well, it's definitely derogatory, and it's basically to call someone out as fresh off the boat.
Okay.
And on top of that, Coming to America, Eddie Murphy.
Uh-huh.
His nemesis was calling him Kunte the whole time. So that's, I just had to go there.
Okay. I was curious about that.
This is not something that we can use, by the way. So Kirby, you keep using it. That's you, man. We're going to stay away from that.
Yeah.
That's a good way to get knifed.
So on the subject of heroes, evidently the heroes at grocery stores throughout the United States are now suffering battle fatigue and may need to get a rest from their deployment for a few months. Is that correct?
Well, the story is from the Houston Chronicle at cron.com. Actually, originally from the Washington Post, so they syndicated it, which means we can actually read it, because the Washington Post has a nasty paywall. So here's the story. This spring, for the first time, Angel Manners found purpose and pride at the supermarket where she has worked the past decade. Customers praised
her. God, that is so depressing.
Why?
Pride and purpose at working at a grocery store?
Well, the sad part is she only found it this spring after having worked there for a decade.
I mean, someone's got to work at a grocery store, without a doubt. But, I mean,
some people may actually like it. Yeah. Right? I don't ever look at somebody's job, even if I wouldn't want to do it, and sort of cast any kind of aspersions against it. There's probably people out there who really enjoy, like, picking up other people's garbage or whatever. Maybe it's because they make a bunch of money at it, that's why they enjoy it, or maybe they get some sort of satisfaction from being, you know, helping the world be more clean.
Fair point. I definitely shouldn't judge. I worked at a pizza place.
Right, and I was going to ask you, how long have you sold pizzas, you know, how long have you done that for?
I don't know.
Well, you keep doing it because it must be enjoyable, right?
Like,
it is not necessarily.
Yeah.
I hate working. I love money.
Well, whatever your motivations are.
You can get more money by not working than you can by working.
Good point. Yeah. Especially in today's hard times. But that would not sit well with me. I would not be able to sleep at night.
I wasn't referring to unemployment. I was just talking about working outside of the corporate systems.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, I... when I worked in retail, I didn't think it was a bad time. It was something that I did, and I enjoyed it, and I got things out of it. And I, you know, if I didn't, I would have quit and found something else to do. So the sad part
is
she was working at this job for a decade and only found her purpose and pride this spring. Suddenly, her job was essential. Bosses boosted her hourly pay by $2, and her customers praised her as a hero. Nearly 5 months in,
this made her happy,
and it's all gone. Quote, in the last month, we've lost our hazard pay, and people are quitting every day, said Manners, who's 43. She processes vendor deliveries at a Meijer store in northern Kentucky. Quote, those of us who are left are really stretched thin, working so much harder for $11.50 an hour, unquote. Grocery workers across the country say morale is crushingly low as the pandemic wears on with no end in sight. Overwhelmed employees are quitting mid-shift. Those who remain say they're overworked, taking on extra hours, enforcing mask requirements, and dealing with hostile customers.
Wait, hold on now. 43, worked at this place for a decade, and she's only making $11.50? I'm not buying that.
Well, you don't think? In northern Kentucky?
Not even in Kentucky. I'm not buying that.
You think she's lying?
I think she might be calling out the young 17-year-old that she works with. That's probably what they're making.
I think she probably makes $11.50.
Yeah, I mean, it's
at a grocery store in Kentucky.
I mean, it's not. These aren't high-skilled jobs, right?
Like, yeah, but I mean,
and this isn't Keene, where the cost of living is so high. This is Kentucky.
All right, maybe.
I mean, remember, minimum wage is still $7 and, what, 50 cents or 35 cents or something like that? So, technically, she's still making more than minimum wage at that job.
Well, I don't know anybody making minimum wage, working for a job making minimum
Maybe
wage.
Maybe they wouldn't tell you.
We're in Keene.
I know, but anywhere I've ever worked.
Our McDonald's employees make like 11 an hour
there's
starting.
There's no minimum wage jobs around here, from what I can tell.
Yeah, because you couldn't afford anything.
Most retailers, people quitting mid-shift, she says people are overworked, taking on extra hours and dealing with hostile customers. Most retailers have done away with hazard pay, even as workers remain vulnerable to infection or worse. Employees who took, but there's not like some big problem with grocery store workers getting sick.
No, but they were given free money. And then it ran
away.
Yeah. I mean, we got the same thing. We got a wage increase for COVID-19 hazard pay. I don't think anyone ever called it hazard pay, but they called it COVID-19 pay.
And now that's gone?
Yeah, and it's gone. It's been gone since mid-June, I think. So it didn't last long at all.
Employees who took sick leave at the beginning of the pandemic say they can't afford to take unpaid time off now, even if they feel unwell.
So they took sick leave when they weren't sick, and now they're upset that they can't take sick leave when they're sick.
Yeah, they want unlimited sick leave, basically.
Yeah. You have unlimited unpaid sick leave.
Just quit the job.
Just so you know, you have unlimited amounts.
Did you hear that, teachers unions? Just quit. Save us a whole lot of money.
Do you believe these people are heroes? 855-450-FREE.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. And if you're quick, you can still get on the airwaves with us. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria, Conan, and Ian, and we're talking about grocery store workers and the evidently low morale that is affecting them because they consider themselves to be in danger simply by going to work. Other people have quit, which caused the ones who remain to have to work overtime and to have to do more work because of the, you know, you got less staff now. But wouldn't it seems like it would also be the case that more people are looking for work. That would be my guess.
I see a lot of for hire signs out there these days. I know we're always looking for people. We can't. We have a slot that we haven't been able to fill for 2 years now.
We had Jamaican for dinner today, and sure enough, out there on the front glass is a help wanted sign.
Really?
Just about every business on Main Street is hiring, as far as I can tell. But people don't want to work because they're getting that $600 a week from government unemployment.
That's a disincentive behind those types of programs. They don't work so well. For you central planners out there listening. Unless that's what you want, maybe that's the whole goal, to get them dependent so you can take care of them.
They're already dependent.
Now they're super dependent.
I suppose so.
But these Karens out there, they want these voters that they can take care of and make them feel good, you know, knowing that they've got them some stuff, got them some scraps off of the table. Here you go, voter. Here you go, sheep. Here's some scraps.
Well, $600 a week is probably a lot more than these people ever made at any point throughout their entire lives. So it's not just a scrap of meat to them. It's, oh, here's steak dinners.
The freezer full of meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, good scraps. This isn't dog meat we're talking about. It's actual beef.
So tell us more about the grocery store workers and how they're reacting. Does the article specify whether or not they enjoy being called heroes?
Well, I don't know.
She sort of suggested that she did. Or that, you know, in the beginning, these people called me a hero and they patted me on the back. Right.
Yeah, now they probably don't even want to, like, get near her. The mounting despair, it says here, employees who took sick leave say they can't afford to take unpaid time off now, even if they feel unwell. So bad planning on the part of these employees. They were like, all right, let's take some time off. And then, oh, I want to keep my job. Well, now you don't have any more sick leave left. So they're
predictable
upset.
Result is predictable.
Right. They're upset at themselves, ultimately, but they are blaming the company. Grocer workers say that morale is crushingly low, and the mounting despair is heightened by the lack of other job options, they claim. Supermarkets are among the few bright spots in an industry that has been ravaged by COVID-related store closures and sharp drop-off in consumer spending. The retail sector has shed 913,000 jobs and chalked up more than a dozen bankruptcies during the pandemic. JCPenney, of course, is closing. I believe that Dunkin' Donuts is closing about 800 stores. They're not bankrupt, but they're just closing their lowest-performing stores. There was another story recently.
Yeah, you have another story about businesses that are permanently closed.
Right, yeah, massive numbers.
Because of the government lockdowns.
Yeah, the story, the headline, hundreds of New Hampshire businesses have permanently closed, according to Yelp's statistics. Fox Wingate, who works at a Safeway in Maryland, she's 24, said, quote, at the beginning they valorized what was deemed a dead-end job, but 4 months later they don't even treat us like humans anymore, she said.
You know, I wonder if it has anything to do with that stupid mask you've been wearing for the last 9 hours. That dehumanizing mask.
Great point.
I mean, you can't... It is so... I think you were talking about this just recently. Maybe it was at the... Yeah, it was at the event. You know, it is so important for humans to be able to see each other's faces. It's... Otherwise, we're nothing but... We're nothing but NPCs. We're nothing but an algorithm.
I don't want to go and say that a blind man is an NPC. I mean, they don't see human faces.
Yeah, but usually blind people and or deaf people, they develop other senses. They hone their other senses, and they do.
That's scientifically false.
Really?
Come on,
that's a lie spread by people who don't have these impairments to make themselves feel better and
that's
more
not,
comfortable.
I'm not saying,
people who
saying
blind
that's not making
deaf.
Me feel better.
I've heard it from those people.
I'm sure.
Well, you're saying they're lying?
That makes it anecdotally accurate.
You have to,
it's not scientifically
accurate. Well, you fill the void by enhancing your other senses.
There's no science whatsoever to back up this claim.
I'll find us a story for next week.
It's all rumor and hearsay from people who are uncomfortable around the disabled. And they're like, oh, well, they're not really impaired because they're blind because they have super hearing.
Oh, no. I don't think that Conan was saying they're not impaired. He was saying that when you lose a sense, you're more likely to get... better attuned to your other senses. You're relying on them more, and so you're better attuned to those senses.
And it's still, to be very clear, it still sucks. Yeah. I mean, I would never want, right. I'll find us a story. It's got to be out there. Maybe someone in the chat room has got something already pulled up.
And of course, it's hard to release.
I assure you, the Discord is hard at work to prove everything I say wrong.
Okay. Yes.
So if I said something, they're working on it.
Workers,
we'll know very soon.
Renewed sense of expendability comes after four straight months of double-digit unemployment, with more than 32 million Americans collecting unemployment benefits. Labor experts and economists say there's an ever-growing pool of desperate people willing to face hazardous conditions and low pay to put food on the table. You know, the same conditions they faced a year ago during flu season. The nation's 2.7 million grocery workers make on average $13.20 an hour, or about $27,000 per year. Quote, these are jobs that already don't pay enough for people to support themselves and their families, said a professor who, of course, knows nothing about the actual world. Quote, now the recession and unemployment being so high, it means that employers have even more of an upper hand, especially in an industry where a disproportionate number of workers are women and people of color. So she's hitting on all the talking points there. At least 130 U.S. grocery workers have died, and more than 8,200 have tested positive for COVID-19 since late March, according to data from workers' groups and media reports. I presume they're saying that the 130 of them have died from COVID-19, but it's not real clear in that case. Grocery stores are generally not required to inform shoppers about coronavirus cases or report them to local health departments, which can make it difficult to get an accurate count. Manners, who's been at Meijer since 2010, says she's never felt so demoralized. At least a dozen colleagues have quit in the past month alone, while those who've stayed are struggling with the workload and the crush of impatient shoppers.
Yep.
Quote, some customers were appreciative in the beginning, but now they're just rude, she says. And I think you're right about this, Conan.
It totally is the mask.
I mean, we've been calling them dehumanizing since the mask crap started. And it's no surprise at all.
One of the ladies who was speaking at the Mask Freedom event this weekend, I recorded all the speeches and I've been editing that together. It's actually going to premiere in 5 minutes on the Free Keen YouTube channel. So if you want to go and do something after Free Talk Live, just go to Free Keen on YouTube and you'll see the latest video there. It's one of those premiere things that you can't watch it until the premiere date, and that's in 5 minutes from now. But anyway, she made the point that having smiles in society helps people, right? Like if you go around other people and they're smiling, you're going to feel more comfortable.
Yeah,
sure.
You're going to feel more welcome. If, on the other hand, you go around a bunch of people who you can't see their expressions, you don't get to see if they're smiling or sticking their tongue out at you.
And you're also tiptoeing around them because you think they might be dangerous to you.
Mm-hmm.
So not only can you only see their eyes, you can't see their faces, you don't know if they're smiling or not, and they could be a potential danger.
They're just a carrier. They're not a human anymore. Yeah. They're a carrier. You know?
Related to an issue you just mentioned, I ran into this issue at work where I said something to a coworker, and because he couldn't see my face or the fact that I was smiling, he thought I was being serious and like
couldn't tell you were joking.
Right. And it was obviously joking. There's no human
obvious
connection.
To you,
there's
but not obvious to him because he couldn't see
my face.
Yeah.
And you know this is probably hurting the most. Young children who are still developing their skills.
God.
So now they can't see anyone's faces, and this is what they need as building blocks to grow into, you know, fine young adults, and they're being stricken of this.
The children are going to be messed
up.
I
feel so bad for these kids, and I've seen it now more than once with parents.
Have you seen the kindergarten cafeteria photos where the kids are opposite sides and they're 6 feet apart? There's one child here and then 6 feet down on the other side of the table is another child. Another child. It's the most dehumanizing thing I've ever
seen. These tables that would normally fit like eight kids.
Eight or ten, yeah.
And there's two. There's one on each corner. And sitting on their blue X. Butt goes here.
Yeah, dude, it's gross.
I can't even imagine what that's got to be like for these kids. And then their parents are constantly instructing, okay, little Billy, it's time to put on our masks. We're going in the store.
Yeah,
I just saw that happen on Sunday.
They are going to be seriously screwed up.
Yep.
Destroying an entire generation. Is COVID-19, is your fear worth all of that? Well, if you don't think so, you should check out more of our show. You can find the archives there at freetalklive.com. Archives going back more than 10 years. Or hang around and check out the Free Keen YouTube for video premiering in just a few minutes.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.